It is not in the stars to hold our destiny, but in ourselves. Cassius said that famous line to Brutus in Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. Great movie. Maybe they'll turn it into a book at some point. Well, Shakespeare was no fan of astrology, or maybe it was just Cassius, but today's first $1,000 story would disagree because they're all about astrology and they're making money from it. Welcome to Side Hustle School. This is Chris Guillebeau, your host, kicking off a new week here, episode 2522. In this week's first $1,000 segment, we're going to hear from a digital age astrologer who sells personalized birth charts, charting the stars for her clients. And as mentioned, and perhaps as expected, since this show is about making money without quitting your job, she is in fact profiting from it. How did she get to that point? How did she make her first $1,000? What can we learn from it? How might this help you in your own ideas, your goals, your side hustles, perhaps a small business, perhaps something that goes beyond a side hustle? But of course, it all starts with being able to make a relatively small yet meaningful amount of money. So let's hear about it. Her name is Bridget, this digital age astrologer. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
Hi, everyone. Thanks to Chris and the team for featuring me. If you had told my younger self, the girl who spent nights gazing at the stars from her bedroom, that she'd be a digital age astrologer, she would have laughed. But here I am, charting my own path in the world flooded with daily horoscope apps. After a particularly long evening scrolling through one astrology app after another, I was struck by how generic and impersonal they felt. Every insight, every horoscope felt like it was catered to anyone and everyone. Where was the individuality, the personal touch? That's when the idea hit me. While these apps were great for a quick daily or weekly overhaul, they lacked depth. They didn't tap into the complexity and the uniqueness of an individual's birth chart, which encompasses so much more than just a sun sign. I decided to change that. I launched a digital service where people could get personalized birth chart consultations. But I wasn't just translating the positions of the planets. I was integrating the essence of those celestial patterns with today's millennial challenges. From navigating career transitions to understanding personal relationships and aspirations. Pricing was my biggest struggle at first. I wanted my services to be accessible while reflecting the depth of personalization I was offering. An intro to your celestial blueprint was priced at $45. For those seeking a deeper dive, the in-depth video consultation, which could run for an hour discussing nuances, came in at $180. For the ones in need of continuous cosmic guidance, especially during significant life transitions, the premium package was set at $500, which included quarterly check-ins and insights into upcoming astrological events specific to their chart. Most people don't pay for that, but it's there if they need it. One thing that set me apart was my approach to technology. Instead of churning out cookie-cutter horoscopes, I combined advanced astronomical algorithms with personal insights to offer readings that felt more like deep, insightful conversations. The feedback I received about this choice was heartwarming. Clients often mention how their readings feel like a mirror, reflecting aspects of themselves they'd sensed but never fully understood. So I made it a point to regularly update my knowledge, attending digital seminars, reading latest astrological researches, and even taking feedback from my clients to continuously refine my consultations. So in a digital sea of horoscope apps, I found my island, providing people with a personalized window to the stars. It was not just about predictions, but about understanding oneself better, realizing potentials, and sometimes just feeling seen and understood in this vast universe. Isn't that what we all need?
Thanks so much to Bridget for telling us about her first $1,000. Hope you found it encouraging or interesting. There's always something we can learn. All kinds of crazy, interesting, wild, and fun business ideas out there. If you have a question, an update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. As noted, this has been episode 2522. Got new episodes coming out every single day this week and beyond. You can always subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts. If you get a chance, leave us a quick 5-star review. It makes a big difference and helps other people discover the show. But for now, I'll sign off. That's all for today. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.